Mary, mother of the triumphant Christ. Empty tomb, no more empty life. Written by Bill Morgan. Narrated by Christy Crossley.
Dedication to the legacy of my mother-in-law, Mary Elizabeth Alehi. Mary was a prayer intercessor who set the example for her children to have regular monthly prayer meetings in their homes with all who want to participate. Mary and her husband Arthur were married for 67 years and were longtime members of Humberley Worship Center, Etobicoke, Ontario. Special mention of thanks to, first, Sid Baller, whose research helped greatly. Second, Christine Weller, author and blogger. Note to readers. You are loved by God, and nothing can separate you from His love. You may feel isolated, but God is near to you through the working of the Holy Spirit. God is ready, right now, to communicate with you through prayer and His Word. You are His child, and the Father is ever present to give you comfort, guidance, and perfect peace. He is the great physician, Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals. Though sickness surrounds us, God's power and protection go before you. Nothing is impossible for God. No force is insurmountable for Him to conquer, and no evil is too diabolical for Him to vanquish. His Word remains a lamp unto your feet and light unto your path. Your prayers are heard by the great I Am, the light of the world, the Good Shepherd. He delights in His children and longs to give you the desires of your heart. He is the rock of your salvation, your mighty fortress, your strength, your help, your hiding place, your shield. And because you are a child of God, you can confidently rest in His providence and protection during times of turmoil. God is our certainty in uncertain times. Elton Mahavir. Chapter 1. Objective of the book. Mary was in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. This book will look at the life of Mary as she was used by God to carry out His plan of redemption for mankind. Through her obedience, the way of redemption for mankind was opened, allowing all of us to become part of the family of God through Jesus Christ. Mary was an integral part of this process, even up until the arrival of the Holy Spirit, who ultimately continues the work of reaching the lost in the world to this day. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. John chapter 16, verses 7 through 14. The Holy Spirit is the other integral part of fulfilling God's plan of redemption, as was evident in the life of Mary.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?